Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama wants to give you some pointers on how to use the IRS open house days effectively. You know that people write to us with IRS problems all the time, and I really wish I could solve them all for you. But generally, the only way to solve your problem is for you to take action, and here's your chance to get them resolved. Well, my friends, last week I announced that IRS would be holding an open house on Saturday, May 15th at IRS offices all over the country. For those of you experiencing problems and frustrations, this is a powerful opportunity to get your case settled in one swell swoop. IRS really is sincere about taking you seriously and fixing the problem, or setting up an installment agreement that works, or getting your wage levies removed, if you work out an alternate payment plan, of course, or if you truly cannot pay at this time, you can talk to somebody face-to-face and explain why. Bring everything you're going to need to support your case or to resolve your problem or to explain your position. Bring copies of all the relevant tax returns. Don't assume IRS has them. Bring your pay stubs. Bring recent copies of mortgage statements, rent receipts, or whatever else you need to prove your expenses if you need an installment agreement. I doubt that you'll be able to get an offering compromise on this day, but if you've submitted one and it was rejected recently, this could be your shot to save it. Do your homework. If you need to fill out forms, fill them out in advance as far as you can. If you can't handle it, bring the form and whatever you've managed to do, and bring the backup you need to support the form so IRS can help you finish filling it out while you're there. If your issue happens to be a dispute over who gets a dependent, bring along copies of your divorce agreement, proof that the child lives with you, or proof that you're paying more than one half of your child support. I've got a lot of information on TaxMama.com to help you prepare. Use it. We've even built a category list on each page so you can start searching by category or use the search engine. But whatever you do, don't let this day go by. And if you can't go, send your tax professional along with your signed power of attorney, Form 2848. There may be family members who can go in your stead if they understand the circumstances. You can give them a 2848. Remember, this day is for businesses as well as individuals. Whatever your problem is, stop bitching! Go visit an IRS office on Saturday and get some help. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about IRS problems and other tax issues free. Where? Where else? At TaxMama.com.